Okay, we are speaking with the city clerk in the city of Marquette. And Kyle, good afternoon to you, sir.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk here about the early voting that's coming up for this November election. It's not everywhere in the state where this is going on. So talk about Marquette's involvement, why we're doing it ahead of the rest of the state virtually.
Yeah, so voters in November of 2022 approved a statewide ballot initiative that changed a number of things in the state constitution related to voting. One of the things that it changed is voters are now guaranteed the ability to vote in the early, in the 9 days leading up to every statewide and federal election. So the rollout, because the first statewide and federal election after that vote is not happening until 2024, voters around the state are going to see it then. However, states or municipalities throughout the state do also have the ability now to offer early voting to their residents outside of that schedule. So this November's election is just a local election in the city of Marquette, but voters are going to have the ability to vote ahead of time at an early voting location. And the state is kind of overseeing a pilot process where there's a small number of municipalities around the state that are offering that to voters. And so the state is kind of working with us on the cutting edge of the new voting procedures.
So does this mean for your office that you have to have election workers there 9 times instead of just on election day?
So for the November pilot, or for the November election coming up, we are going to offer early voting for 4 days. It is going to be starting on Thursday, November 2nd, ending on Sunday, November 5th. The election day is November 7th. So it's not 9 days, and it is not required to be 9 days in those off-year elections. Starting next year, though, it is going to be 9 days. And for us, what that means is we have to have we staff an early voting location, and it has to be staffed like a precinct. So, yes, we have to have workers staffing it just like an in-person precinct for 8 hours a day in big elections for 9 days.
So how do you pay for that? That's, a lot more money. Are you getting some money from somewhere to pay that, the election workers?
Yeah, it's a change. And I think, in the city, one thing we're trying to do is look at consolidating our elections procedures, at kind of streamlining some of the stuff that we're doing to try to save money where we can, because this is going to definitely increase the cost of elections statewide. For 2024, at least, the state legislature has made money available. It's on essentially a grant basis. It's being funneled through the counties to the local municipalities that are holding the elections. Indications have been that some of that money is going to be used to offset the cost of staffing. But as you know, budgets are a short-term thing. So it sounds like we're going to have some state assistance there, at least for this first big election cycle in 2024. Moving forward, I don't know that it's guaranteed, though, that we'll have that help.
Okay, so how is it going to work for this one here coming up in a couple of weeks? I understand, is it the library that you're going to have as a early voting precinct?
Correct. So in the city of Marquette, the Peter White Public Library is going to be the early voting location for voters in all 7 precincts around the city. Again, it's just the city of Marquette, so if you're in a neighboring jurisdiction and you have an election in November, early voting is just for those city voters. It's going to be 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the Peter White Public Library. You're just going to, if you're interested in early voting and you're a registered voter, you show up to that site, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and it'll be, like I said, just like voting in a precinct on election day. You're going to be asked for your photo ID. You're going to sign an application to vote. You're going to be given a ballot, and then you're going to put it through a tabulator before you leave.
And what is on the ballot this time? You mentioned it was a small election this time.
It is, yeah. It's just there are 3 seats to be filled on the Marquette City Commission with 6 candidates on the ballot, and 2 seats on the Marquette Board of Light and Power with 4 candidates on the ballot.
Okay. Anything else you want to mention to people about this?
I don't think so. I guess the two things, the two points that I've kind of been touching on are, one, we're not changing or eliminating any options with voting. People have gotten used to absentee balloting in the last few years. We've got a lot of people that utilize that process. A lot of people like to go to the polls on Election Day on Tuesday. All of those options are still available and remain unchanged. Early voting is just a new way to vote, a third option now. And also, just for anybody who asks the question, all of the early voting precincts statewide next year, the process is that the votes are run through machines in the days leading up to the election. The totals tapes aren't run. The machines aren't closed. All those polls essentially remain open. And then the materials are all closed in the same manner as a normal precinct. And that's not done until after 8 p.m. on Election Day. And that's all a public process in the same way that, you know, a regular Election Day precinct is. So the results won't be available early. There won't be like tickers online showing what candidate is winning or anything like that. All the results are still tabulated after the close of Election Day polls.
Okay, the city clerk in the city of Marquette, Kyle, has been with us. Kyle, thank you for doing this and kind of clarifying where we're going.
Yeah, thank you, Jack.
All right, I'm done.
All right, perfect. Thanks.
All right, thanks a lot. Thanks for calling back, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. Have a nice day.
Okay, you too.
Bye.